In Afghanistan, voters went to the polls yesterday to choose a president, taking a critical turn on the country's path to democracy. United Nations officials said turnout was better than expected, but charges of voting irregularities and a boycott by 15 of the candidates raised questions about the legitimacy of the vote. From Kabul, Rachel Martin reports on how Afghans and foreign observers perceived the country's first election.
While international observers and UN election officials try to mop up after the voting controversy of Election Day, Afghans on the streets of Kabul appear generally pleased with how the polling went. 35-year-old Mohammed Rahim Sahak runs a business supply shop in the upscale neighborhood of Sharinau. He says despite claims of fraud and voting irregularities, the election was a success.
It was much better than we thought it would be. This was our first election and people did not have the experience. But the results, they was very good.
A 60-year-old shopkeeper who gave his name only as Istalefi was equally enthusiastic about making his voice heard by casting his ballot. But he was concerned that charges of fraud might undermine Afghans' faith in the democratic electoral system.
It will not be acceptable for the Afghan people because we have experienced a lot of fabrication and cheating. We don't want and we don't need fabrication and cheating anymore.
Election officials claim the poll was a success in several important respects. Despite top-level security warnings about potential attacks to derail the election, Afghans stood in long lines for hours to cast their vote. Afghanistan's Minister of Interior praised the country's new army and police force for preventing any serious violence. But the United Nations and international observers admit there were some significant problems. Election monitors say they witnessed several incidents where candidates' proxies coached people how to vote. And then there's the ink. Indelible ink meant to stain voters' fingers to prevent multiple voting turned out to be easy to rub off. Ambassador Robert Barry is the mission head of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or OSCE, the body charged with monitoring the Afghan elections. He says despite these irregularities, Afghanistan can be proud.
By and large, I would have to say that the process was extraordinarily orderly. The level of violence was unexpectedly low, and the polling station committees, considering the fact that they had never done anything like this before, did, I think, a commendable job.
15 of the 16 presidential candidates did not agree. They want the election results nullified, and they're demanding that the Election Commission set a new polling day. Ambassador Barry says the candidates' claim is unjustified, and the electoral process should run its course.
October 9 was a historic day in Afghanistan, and the millions who came to the polls clearly wanted to turn from the rule of the gun to the rule of law. If their aspirations are to be met, disputes about the validity of the election results should be dealt with as the law provides.
What all this means for the future of the next Afghan government is debatable. Vikram Parekh is a senior analyst with the International Crisis Group in Afghanistan. He says there's a risk that the voting irregularities will give regional warlords leverage to challenge the central government.
Well, I think the proof will be in the pudding, so to speak. And if the legitimacy of the central government is called into question by provincial authorities, warlords, if you want to use that term, as a basis for resisting central government orders, then you'll know that the election, you know, has in this respect actually set back the process of reintegrating the state.
UN officials say ballots from all over the country are being moved to 8 regional counting centers. That will happen over the next few days, and then the counting begins. Meanwhile, election officials are meeting opposition presidential candidates to discuss their complaints. The Election Commission will launch a formal investigation into the voting problems in the next few days. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Martin in Kabul.